everybody, and welcome to this episode of Bedtime Bitching with Roxy Hayes, the podcast. Today, I'm here with me, Mug, 713, YouTuber, content creator, and a well-known Black Ranger cosplayer.
What's up?
I had to say it one time.
You had to. I respect it.
Yes.
Consistent with your brand.
Yes, of course. It's my trademark. Everybody knows me by that. So, yeah. Thanks for inviting me here.
Of course. Of course. I always like to talk about Power Rangers anytime I can.
Right. And I feel like that I'm not even dressed appropriately for this.
It's okay.
We got the same color, but I should have been black and pink or whatever Ranger.
But you got the headband, so like people can...
No, it's just a bad hair day. I was supposed to get it retwisted, but I got canceled. Or my person that was supposed to got to twist my hair got canceled, but
they don't know.
Whatever.
It's fine. You look lovely.
No, I don't think so.
Well, fuck it. You look terrible then. Is that what you want to hear from me?
Yes, yes. Just be honest. Brutally honest. I love that about her. She's so honest. No filters.
I don't. I'm going to work on it. I won't. It's been years at this point. So how long you been doing YouTube and all that stuff?
Oh, man. I want to say I'm going into my 13th year now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I've been in the game for a long time. Now, when I created my account, it was 13 years on June 27, 2006. But when I started getting real serious with it, I would say it was around 2009, 2010.
Okay, but it's still been like 10 years. That's still a really long time to be consistently putting out content.
Yes, yes.
Because that shit is very fucking tiring.
Yes.
So how many videos do you have?
Ooh. I want to say over 200.
No shit.
50.
What is this voice?
I don't know. It was like I was thinking it then. I was, you know, how like back in the day with the little compact disc, the CDs, it would skip.
Yeah. You would start
skipping. That's what my brain did because it was like, okay, I'm stuck here. Let me go into my files, see if I can find it. Okay, it was in there. Yeah.
And subscribers you're at, because you just got an award, didn't you?
Yes. I hit 100,000 subscribers on YouTube, which I'm very excited about that. I got to hang it on my wall. It's still in the box, just collecting dust. I haven't found the perfect spot in my house to put on my wall just yet, so.
Yeah. That's dope, though.
Yes.
Like, that is a fucking, I'm still at 2,000.
Hey, I was at, what, like 50 subscribers for the first 2 or 3 years of my YouTube career, believe it or not.
Oh, shit. And now they're changing all the algorithms again. Mm-hmm. They're changing everything and stuff like that. Yes. I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of, I say this as I post this on the platform, but I'm kind of like, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of, I'm kind of sliding back.
Oh, slide. I thought you meant literally
the
Heisman.
Well, it was the Heisman, but I can't lift my leg because, you know.
Oh, yeah.
No pants.
Gotcha.
But, it's like, over these years, it's just like social media keeps evolving and becoming something else and being harder to do anything on there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, the platforms are smart and they want to be able to make as much money as possible off of that.
It's all commercialized these days.
It kind of sucks. But it's still fun.
Oh, of course.
If you make it fun, because you get to, your biggest thing is Power Rangers. Like, that's what your core fan base is.
It is.
What made you decide to do that?
I remember, I think it was 2010, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers came back on television on ABC. They did kind of like a rehash, re-edited version of it. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot all about Power Rangers. Because it's like when you're in when you're in like elementary transitioning to middle school, I stopped watching Power Rangers around In Space era when they killed Zordon and everything. Yeah, I stopped.
Wait, Zordon died? Oh,
spoiler.
Okay, because I stopped at Ninja, I think. No. Ninja was the movie.
Yeah.
The Ninja, and then they were Zeo.
Okay, yeah.
Then I stopped after Zeo, but I was still, like, peeking, like, Wizard and all that shit.
Okay,
but, like, Zeo, I was like, I don't give a fuck about y'all. None of y'all. Y'all aren't interesting to me. And so I was still watching Mighty Morphin.
Got it.
So Mighty Morphin, I feel like, is the best.
I mean, it was the staple that started it all. I mean, for me, like I was saying, just to go back to transition from elementary to middle school, people found out, I was watching Power Rangers. I'm, like, what, 11, 12 years old? And I'm getting into In Space, transitioning to Lost Galaxy, which was the next season. And then all of a sudden, just with the peer pressure and everything, he stopped watching with Cold Turkey.
Yeah, they started fucking with you.
Yes.
Man, he still watches Power Rangers.
Unfortunately. And it took, what, like 15 plus years later, it came on television again. And it felt like I was 8 years old again. Like, oh my gosh, I forgot all about it. And since I was in cosplay around that time, I'm like, let me do some research. Let me see how much is a Power Ranger cosplay. And I did my research, got fitted, and got, I think, like maybe 4 months after I placed my first order, I was Dub Black Ranger. I even went by Dub Black Ranger, D.A. Black Ranger, for a while, because that was my bread and butter. And so how I accidentally got into it is I just went downtown because I was so excited. There was no conventions or anything going on at the time. And I'm just like, I didn't want to just try it on. Okay, it fits cool. Put it in a corner until the next convention 4 or 5 months from now. Mm-hmm. So I literally got my buddies, we went downtown. I was dressed up, just walking around and people taking pictures and things like that. And he caught it all on film and everything. And I'm like, okay, I can get it. Cause when
Feels
I,
like a thing.
Right. Cause when I upload on YouTube, I want to say I got like maybe 10,000 views in like a week. Mm. And I'm like, whoa. And I've been on YouTube for about 3-4 years at that time. And I never got 1,000 views.
Mm-hmm. So it'll go from like a couple hundred to 10,000. It's crazy.
So yeah. So, and it just was like a domino effect. I'm like, okay, let me go to these different things. So I started like expanding out. I started going to the Houston Rodeo Carnival. I did the mechanical bull riding.
Oh, you did it as the Black Ranger?
Yes, I did. That was really cool. NBA All-Star back in, I think, 2013. I went to the NBA All-Star, what is it called?
Oh, shit. The pregame thing?
Not really the, well, is it the pregame thing? It's like you go and it's kind of like at the George R. Brown where you can do all this, the little
events. Fuck, I know
what
you're talking about.
All-Star champ, not champ. I don't know what it is.
I think it is, but it's when you, like, you can go run and do all that stuff, and they basically let you do all, like, the, some of the drills, like, the players do.
Exactly.
I'm talking about, but I can't think of the name.
Yes, I can't think of it either.
But that's, you did as the Black Ranger?
Yes, I did that as the Black Ranger as well. And then, man, I got a whole catalog of things I did. But, so I went from black, then I was like, I need to get a team together. So I went from black, then I went white, go figure. Then I went green. Then I went.
Who was my favorite? Green Tommy's the
green.
Best.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Like, although Saba's a better weapon. To me.
Oh, of course, of course.
But the Green Ranger's costume—I don't know—it just looks so much doper than
anybody else. I'm on the opposite side of the spectrum. I prefer white over green. That's just me. That's just me because it was like when he came out with green. You know, he was cool and badass. He was evil. You know, and it's like, as a kid, you don't really go for the bag, or at least, oh, I bet you are.
That explains our personalities. Yeah, that says a lot about your character.
Hey, that's fine. So, but it was like, you know, when he lost his powers as the Green Ranger, and then there was this new ranger, he was white, and nobody knew his identity.
Yeah, I like how they brought it in.
Yes.
So, who's your favorite ranger? Is the Black Ranger your favorite ranger, or is that just the one that you were doing?
Tommy always been my favorite. He's always been my favorite, but I prefer him as green. Like, if I had to rank all the colors that he's done, it would be white MMPR, green MMPR, red Zio, black Dino Thunder, then red Turbo.
He's done so many. That's ridiculous.
Yes.
But that's dope incredible. That he's been able to continue to do that shit.
Even to this day. Like, he was on, what was it? The last season.
I saw. And then he was, in charge. Because wasn't he, in charge? And it was something that was going on, and they all... What the fuck was that? I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I was just looking at clips, but I don't remember.
Right. But he had, this morph. He called it the Master Morph, where he's able to transform into all five of the Rangers that he was in the past.
Shit.
Which is really dope. And it's funny because he was fighting... I can't remember the storyline, but he was fighting, I want to say he was fighting green, I think. And he turned white, and so he's, fighting himself and stuff. And it was, really cool. And then in mid-battle, he'll go from, green or white to black and... black to red, and it was
this
really
is dope.
Dope.
And this is the nostalgia. It's the nostalgia of it. I will admit, though, it hasn't aged well. It has not aged well. Like, everyone, I was trying to rewatch it, and I stopped because I was like, I would rather have the memories of how great this show was than to watch it and it fucked me up. Because if we're being honest, the acting was terrible.
It was.
Acting was terrible. The storylines didn't make sense a lot of the times.
The continuity.
There was no continuity at all. Like somebody would get cut and then nothing next scene.
Absolutely.
And I know part of it was because they were taking the footage from...
Japan.
Yeah. What was the other show? What was the name of the show with the battle?
Well, it's called Super Sentai.
There we go.
But they all had their individual names. Like, MMPR was considered... Zoo Rangers, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Zoo Rangers.
So I understand why, some of the stuff. But I was just like, this doesn't make sense, so I don't want to watch it anymore.
Right.
I'm just going to enjoy the memories that I have of watching Power Rangers because Power Rangers are dope. So, this is, a weird story. So I started watching Power Rangers, and I was in kindergarten.
Okay.
And this is random. So I used to watch it with Greg Oden. He was in the NBA for a little bit.
He got drafted by like the Blazers?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
He was my neighbor.
Really?
So his mom used to take us to school. Mm-hmm. And so I was living in Buffalo, New York because my mom had kidnapped me and the family. So we were living.
Well, that just took a twist.
Yeah, okay. It did. I got to stop just saying it normally. But like, yeah, technically she kidnapped us, whatever. We were living in Buffalo for a year. Mm-hmm. But like, it was a really dope year until I realized I was kidnapped. But in that year, I used to watch the shit out of Power Rangers. Like, it would come on right when I would get home from school. Mm-hmm. And I just sit the fuck down. And it was people kicking people in the fucking face.
Yes.
And like, but then nobody died.
See, that's your twisted mind frame again. I was okay with it just exploding.
That's why I can't watch it now. I need you to die, bro. There's no way you take a sword and cut a motherfucker across the chest and they just jump.
They exploded. What do you mean?
They barely. And the explosion would be behind. That's what I'm saying. I don't need to. I'm just not going to watch it now. I'm going to watch it in my 3-year-old kidnapped mind. And it was fine then.
That's fine. Speaking of killing, did you know that, and this is no spoiler, I'm sorry, it's been, what, 20 plus years?
No, if it's a long time, they're fine. Fuck yeah, I should have watched it already.
There were Rangers that actually died.
Who died?
It's in the earlier seasons. You know, like,
I was playing about death. I don't really want them to. That was a joke.
It's funny because the villains didn't die. No. Zordon died. But there were Rangers that died. Like, let me see. So one was...
And we have to go back to how Zordon died, because what the fuck?
Hintress from Lost Galaxy. I don't remember how she died, but she got replaced by another person that was a villain from the previous season.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so in Power Rangers in Space, there was a lady named Astronomer.
Mm-hmm.
Astronomer became good and became Caron. And Caron became the second Pink Ranger of Power Rangers Lost Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, behind scenes, of course, the reason why they replaced the Pink Ranger, because I think she got really sick or something like that. I don't know if it was cancer related or what have you, but they literally killed her off the show. But that was like the first time like an actual Ranger died.
And people were like, oh shit.
Yeah, and that was the season after Zordon died. So it's like, I'm still recovering from Zordon
dying. Okay, how did Zordon die? Because I did not know.
He got killed by the Red Ranger.
What the fuck? Which one?
His name is Andros.
Why did he kill him?
Okay, so.
I'm so mad right now. I'm so fucking mad. I don't care if it was swinging. Why would you kill Zordon?
Rangers. So, and so in order to like bring order back into the world and everything like that, he told Andros, basically he was asking Andros
to
kill him.
So he did some Harry Potter, Dumbledore shit.
Yeah, in a sense. So it was like, in order to bring the peace back, I need you to break my energy tube and bring peace. Yes, and it literally eradicated all the bad guys. Lord Zedd and Rita became good. Like, Lord Zedd wasn't like that red.
How did that happen with him dying?
There we go with the continuity. Okay, it just go with it. Okay?
I'm sorry.
I mean, we're 8 years old. We're just like, oh my gosh.
Logic. No, it doesn't.
It's never no logic.
So everybody became good because Zordon sacrificed himself to create a balance within the universe. Okay, I get it.
Yes.
But Zordon, what happened with Alpha?
What happened to Alpha? I don't know. That's another thing. That's another thing. It's like after that, you don't really see Alpha anymore. They just continue to the other season because Mighty Morphin, Zeo, Turbo, and In Space had like Zordon. They all had Zordon. They all had Alpha. It was kind of like a continuation because all the way till Turbo is when they changed the cast, like the full cast. Because, you know, at MMPR, they changed Jason, Trini, and Zach for Rocky, Aisha, and Adam.
Adam.
And then Kimberly got replaced.
Yeah, by what? Cat?
Catherine, yeah, Cat. Mm-hmm. And then who was it? So I feel like somebody else. And then they translated to Zeo. But Aisha got replaced by Tanya because something about she want to stay in Africa because it got turned into the kids.
Yeah.
Got turned into kids. And then she decided to stay back and say, I'm giving my Zeo crystal to Tanya. I'm going to stay here and help the children here in Africa or something like that. Some BS.
And then, that didn't make sense.
Right. And then they translated into Zeo. So everybody was there. Originally, Billy was supposed to be the Gold Ranger.
Yeah.
But I don't know what happened. I think it was some stuff off the show.
Yeah, went into somebody's contract and they were being like homophobic to him.
There you go. Yeah. Yes, yes.
So he didn't want to be part of it anymore.
Absolutely,
which would make sense.
You're right. So, but if it wasn't for that, I believe he would have been the Zeo Ranger. But they ended up bringing in Jason back, the original Red Ranger, as the Gold Ranger. And then they did Turbo. Turbo, they Yeah, I know. But that's when they replaced the whole cast. Yeah, Tommy was gone.
Because wasn't that little kid? It was that little kid.
Yeah, Justin. Yes.
I did not like him. Justin used to piss me the fuck off.
Yes.
That's why I stopped watching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was getting there. I didn't watch much Turbo, but I did watch a little bit of In Space up until the end parts of
the
whatever.
Movie was trash, though.
Yeah. Wait. Oh, Turbo?
Turbo.
Yes, it was.
Well, okay, see, like, even as a little kid, I was like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. Like, Mighty Morphin, once again, if you watch the movie now, you're like, mm-hmm. Okay, stop with the puns.
Right.
But it still logically made sense as a movie.
Of course.
But Turbo, what were those fucking little monsters? What was this? What was going on? I don't understand this plot.
I didn't understand.
I don't like any of it.
I didn't understand. I think the best part of that movie was when... and Jason, and Tommy's my favorite Ranger of all time. But when like Kimberly and Jason were like evil for a split second,
oh, yeah.
And it's like they was over like this lava pit, and then he was like choking Tommy over this lava pit, and I'm like, oh gosh, this escalated from 0 to 100 real quick
for
like,
no reason,
right?
Because didn't Zach and them show up in that movie?
No.
What was that movie where they showed up? Am I making that up? Is that like a fan fiction I created in my head?
Guess.
It was something, or maybe it would have been an episode, but like he was on something, like they popped back up or something. No, it was Adam and them came in Turbo, right? Because they were already gone, weren't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's
it was Adam. That's what it
Adam
was.
And
Adam came
Rocky
back.
Rocky and Aisha or something, they all came back, right? Because weren't they gone?
I can't really confirm that.
Let's go watch it later.
But Adam did come back in Turbo, in space. He came back in space. I forget what it was. He had like a busted morpher. The morpher didn't work anymore. And so it was like Carlos, who was the black in space ranger at the time, he was like in trouble. And then Adam had the morpher. He morphed one last time. And that was like the last of his powers. But it's funny because here we go with the continuity again, because it was like he lost his powers in space.
Yeah.
But yet, years later, I think it was in Operation Overdrive. I think it was Operation Overdrive. It was like their 15-year anniversary.
Mm-hmm. When they brought all the Rangers?
Yes, they brought like Black MMPR. They brought like Blue Ninja Storm and a few others. But it was like, I thought you had no powers, bruh. Right, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't make sense.
Now you got powers back.
Yes.
So, not with the shits.
Right, so it doesn't make a lot of sense. But my favorite episode, comeback episode, has to be Forever Red. When all the Red Rangers came back.
That was dope.
Yes.
And see, like, I was already done watching, but like, now you go back and see shit, but that's just fucking dope.
Right, but it's funny because I didn't see that episode until I was an adult.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, which is strange. Because it was like, I literally just went cold turkey. Like, after In Space, I didn't know any history. I didn't even know Tommy was back in Dino Thunder as the Black Ranger.
Wasn't he a principal?
No, he was a professor.
Professor.
Yes, he was a professor.
He's doing shit.
Or archaeologist.
That motherfucker didn't even go to class in high school. So now, all of a sudden, he has the knowledge to be a professor?
Yes.
Of archaeology? Why wouldn't he just teach martial arts?
That's very true, but it makes no sense whatsoever.
Or have a dojo.
Would have been great.
I'm mad. I'm very upset about it.
Like I said, the world of power just makes no sense whatsoever.
But we love it.
At all. Oh, yeah, we love it. Of course, yeah.
It's cute.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean.
The Pink Ranger's cute.
Oh,
yeah. I love the Pink Ranger. She was my favorite. Mm-hmm. She's my favorite, and I wanted to change my name to Kimberly.
Really?
When I was younger, yeah. Kimberly was my favorite. But then.
Teach their own.
Then Trini, as I got like.
Older.
First season, it was Kimberly, because I was little. I'm like, ah.
Yeah.
But then I was like, Kimberly keep getting, like, taken away and shit. Like, get the fuck out of here. You ain't damsel in distress. Like, Trini never got taken away.
Right.
Trini had hands, and Trini was like, I'm going to beat your ass. You're not just about to come to me with this bullshit.
Yes.
I fuck with Trini hard.
Absolutely.
We're almost out of time, but we have to do one of the best parts of Power Rangers was the fucking song.
Yes.
Like, to this day,
yes.
The song is dope.
Yes, it
so
is.
So can we please sing the song? Before we sing the song, tell the people where they can find you.
Of course. So you can find me on any social account, media, whatever, at memug713, all together, all no spaces, everywhere, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. So.
And of course, you can find me on everything. It is Roxy Hayes, RoxyHaze. It's Roxy Hayes on all social media platforms. Remember, Bedtime Bitchin' with Roxy Hayes comes out every Thursday at 9:30 p.m. on iTunes, SoundCloud, and YouTube. And so, let's go ahead and start. Wait, dun.
Acapella. Okay. I got you. No, I got you. This is so awkward, but it's fine.
Is it more awkward if I look at you? Start singing. That's the best part. Go, go, Power Rangers! Go, go, Power Rangers! Go, go, Power Rangers! Mighty Morphin Power Rangers! Bye.
Deuces.
I'm not gonna add music either. I'm just gonna make it.
This is gonna be. Oh gosh.
It's gonna be great. They're gonna love this. Thank you.
Hard nigga, bye nigga, I'm fly nigga. Yeah. Hard nigga, bye nigga, I'm fly. Please don't be alarmed. It's just me high up over here. Chilling with my niggas, blowing smoke up in the air. Do not give a fuck.